Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the Foreign Service of Argentina's public national radio, and we are broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires, the capital of our country, via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz, and also streaming via our website, rai.com.ar. Not streaming, actually, but uploading our programs as podcasts, because our constant streaming for the moment is not available, because we are doing weekly programs rather than programs every day because of the COVID pandemic, and we are working from home, and that's where I'm doing this show that I'm bringing you for this Tuesday, September 14, 2021. I am Fernando Farias, and I bid you welcome to this week's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. If you want to get in contact with us, send us an email to qslrai@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrai@gmail.com. You can send messages of any kind. And also, if you're at the Xer, reception report. If it's accurate, we're going to be replying with a digital QSL card. So write down this email, qslrai@gmail.com. Folks, for today's program, we're going to have, as usual, the latest news from Argentina and the region, focusing on the last Sunday's elections in the country, quite a big event. And we'll be sharing also, as part of today's program, some new music. We've got something pretty cheerful, a song that I think can be one of the summer songs here in Argentina, in the Southern Hemisphere, summer. That's to say, between December and March. So stay tuned and discover this song that we're going to be presenting as part of our cycle, New Argentine Sounds. Okay, and that's it for today's intro. Let's get started with the headlines of today's news. The Argentine government suffered a resounding defeat in the primary elections. In Brazil, right-wing sectors began to march against the president under the slogan "Out with Bolsonaro and out with Lula." Uruguay negotiates a free trade agreement with China, and there is tension over the unity of the Mercosur bloc. Abimael Guzmán, the leader of the Peruvian guerrilla group Sendero Luminoso, or Shining Path, died in jail at the age of 86. Mexico demands a halt to an auction of pre-Hispanic relics that is to take place in Germany next week. Sports, with three goals scored by Messi, the national team of Argentina defeated Bolivia 3-0 in Buenos Aires City. And these are the news. The government of President Alberto Fernández suffered a resounding defeat in the primary elections held last Sunday in Argentina. The ruling coalition, the Front for All, Frente de Todos, which brings together all of Peronism, only won in 7 of the 24 Argentine provinces. In almost all of the rest, the Juntos, Together, alliance of former President Mauricio Macri won. The opposition even won in the largest and most populated district of the country, the province of Buenos Aires, a traditional Peronist stronghold. In that jurisdiction, and against all forecasts, the opposition obtained more than 37% of the votes and surpassed the ruling party by almost 5 points. By way of comparison, in that same district back in 2019, Alberto Fernández won with 47% of the vote in the primaries, with a 17-point lead over Macri, who was seeking re-election. This Sunday, Peronism was also defeated in other districts for the first time in many years, such as La Pampa, Chaco and Santa Cruz. When acknowledging the defeat, the president said, "We must have done something wrong. For the people, not to support us, quote-unquote. And he also said the aim now is to reverse these mistakes ahead of the general elections in November. Horacio Rodríguez Larreta, the mayor of Buenos Aires City and a potential presidential hopeful of Juntos in 2023, said that these results mean a very clear voice that said enough is enough to the government. Mr. Macri in turn expressed after the elections, we are beginning to see the end of populism. According to analysts, the government was hit by the consequences of the pandemic and the months of quarantines, lockdowns, closures and restrictions. The economy is still not recovering from the impact of COVID, which further deteriorated the purchasing power of the lower and middle sectors in the context of inflation that has not yet dropped below 40% this year. It should be noted that these negative indicators dragged from the last 2 years of the Macri administration and that Mr. Fernandez took office just 3 months before the beginning of the pandemic. Analysts also point out the damage caused to the ruling party by the scandals of a vaccination center for VIPs that operated in the Ministry of Health or the celebration of the First Lady's birthday amid the 2020 lockdown. On September 12, the candidates for senators and deputies for the general elections of next November 14 were defined. Several pundits also pointed out that these elections reflected the apathy of large sectors of the electorate, since the turnout was the lowest since 1983, just 67% of the electoral roll. This disenchantment with politics and politicians was also capitalized by anti-system candidates, mainly the self-styled libertarian Javier Milei, an economist who obtained 13% of the votes in the city of Buenos Aires. Milei admits to being an admirer of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, claims to be fighting against what he calls the political caste, and during the campaign proposed, for example, to blow up the Central Bank of Argentina. His list, that is called Liberty Advances, not only received many votes in the wealthiest neighborhoods of the capital, such as Recoleta or Palermo, but also in the most humble ones, such as Soldati or Pompeia. Brazil continues to be in turmoil with marches for or against President Jair Bolsonaro, but this Sunday, for the first time, those who not only reject the current president but also former President Lula demonstrated in the streets for the first time. Out with Bolsonaro, out with Lula, fora Bolsonaro, fora Lula was the slogan that brought together thousands of people in several Brazilian cities such as the capital Brasilia, Sao Paulo, Belo Horizonte and several others. The participants were mainly right-wing sectors who had voted for Bolsonaro in 2018 and are now disappointed with him. Protesters expressed anger at his confrontation with the courts and parliament and his handling of the pandemic, which has already left more than 500,000 dead in Brazil, among other reasons. But they say they also do not want the return of Lula to power, who, according to polls, is the front-runner in next year's general elections. Regarding Mr. Bolsonaro and COVID, the head of state generated controversy again by admitting that he did not get vaccinated and by slipping that he could have been infected again with coronavirus after contracting it in 2020. The Brazilian president has often downplayed the importance of COVID and said once it was just a mere flu. Brazil is also mentioned in the last report of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet. The former president of Chile said she was alarmed by the attacks by miners on the Yanomami and Munduruku aboriginal communities of the Amazons. She also warned that a new anti-terrorism law promoted by the Bolsonaro administration is too broad and too ambiguous, and this represents a threat to social and human rights activists. It should be noted that this week's UN report also complains about the impact of economic sanctions against Venezuela. The measures adopted, especially by Washington against the government of President Nicolás Maduro, added to the pandemic, contributed to worsen the situation, says the UN document. Regarding Venezuela, Ms. Bachelet also celebrated and expressed optimism about the dialogue ongoing between Chavismo and the opposition that is taking place in Mexico. Uruguay announced its intention to sign a free trade agreement with China unilaterally, generating further tension over its position in the Mercosur trade bloc, which also includes Argentina, Brazil and Paraguay. Uruguayan President Luis Lacalle Pou confirmed that the Chinese government has asked to begin a feasibility study, which could be completed by the end of this year. If the survey is positive, Montevideo and Beijing will begin formal steps to seal said treaty. Argentina is the country most reluctant to this possibility and recalls that the statutes of the bloc require consensus by all partners to sign trade agreements with non-member nations. The Argentine Minister of Development, Matias Culfas, warned Uruguay can sign the agreement with China unilaterally or remain in Mercosur. The Paraguayan government also stated that it is following Uruguay's actions with concern while ratifying Asunción's adherence to the founding charter of the South American group. It should be recalled that Mr. Lacalle Pou had already generated friction during the last presidential summit in March when he said that Mercosur cannot be a burden, quote-unquote, for Uruguay. In Montevideo sparked further controversy this week by admitting that the bilateral treaty with the Asian giant could be only the first of several to come with other nations. It is to be noted also that Mr. Lacalle Pou and his Argentine counterpart, Alberto Fernández, will meet this coming Saturday, September 18, in Mexico at the summit of CELAC, the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. In addition to these presidents, the leaders of 15 nations of the continent will be present, including the host, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. As anticipated by the Mexican government, during this meeting, a proposal will be submitted to replace the Washington-based OAS, the Organization of American States. In Peru, Abimael Guzmán, the founder of the Shining Path Sendero Luminoso guerrilla group, died at the age of 86. The former university teacher died in prison, where he had been serving a life sentence for almost 30 years for terrorism and treason. Current president Pedro Castillo posted on Twitter, "The terrorist leader responsible for the loss of countless lives has died." An estimated 70,000 people were killed during the armed conflict between the Shining Path group and the Peruvian state between 1980 and 1992, the year when Guzmán was arrested and tried. At the moment, Peruvians debate about the final destiny of the remains of the man who styled himself as the quote-unquote fourth sword of world Marxism, placing himself in history behind Marx, Lenin and Mao Zedong. For officials such as Justice Minister Aníbal Torres, Guzmán's body should be cremated and not buried so that his tomb does not become a pilgrimage site for, he said, extremists. In the early 1960s, Guzmán left his post as a philosophy professor at the University of San Cristóbal de Huamanga to found Sendero Luminoso. In 1979, he announced that the organization was going underground and launched an armed offensive against the Peruvian state, mainly in the Andean areas of Ayacucho, Huancavelica and Puno. According to a report by Peru's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, the guerrillas are directly responsible for more than 30,000 deaths. The Mexican government seeks to stop the auction of pre-Columbian archaeological pieces that is scheduled for September 21st in Munich, Germany. The Ministry of Culture announced legal actions against the auction of 74 artifacts from the Mayan, Olmec, Toltec and other civilizations that inhabited the North American country centuries ago. According to an official communique, the sale of these pieces constitutes a crime under Mexican law, and it also encourages and contributes to trafficking and transnational organized crime. According to the same source, the Mexican reaction responds to a 1934 law that prohibits the export of cultural goods. It is not known how these objects that the Gerhard Hirsch Nachfolger auction house plans to sell next week arrived in Europe. However, before the 20th century, European archaeological expeditions had almost no limits in taking objects away from Asia, Africa, and America, which ended up in museums or private collections. Current President Manuel López Obrador of Mexico has made it a policy of his administration to campaign for the recovery of this cultural heritage and describes its removal from Mexico centuries ago as looting. Over the last year, the Mexican government also filed lawsuits against other auctions of pre-Hispanic art in France and the United States, but it didn't succeed in preventing them. The Argentine national football team defeated Bolivia 3-0 in the qualifiers for the Qatar 2022 World Cup in a match played at the River Plate Stadium in Buenos Aires. The three goals were scored by captain Lionel Messi in a night of celebration for several reasons. On the one hand, the current PSG player became the all-time top scorer in South American national teams. With the goals against Bolivia, Messi reached a total of 79 with the Argentine jersey, surpassing the record of 77 held up until now by Brazil's legend Pelé. Another reason to celebrate was the return of spectators to stadium in Argentina for the first time since March 2020 when the coronavirus pandemic began. The presence of fans was the backdrop for the main celebration, the conquest of the Copa America last July, breaking a 28-year streak without titles. A visibly moved Messi was able to lift the trophy for Argentine fans, something he had not been able to do when Argentina won the final against Brazil at the Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro 2 months ago. With a win against Bolivia, the team coached by Lionel Scaloni remains second in the qualifying round standings with 18 points behind Brazil with 24. It should be recalled that both teams have yet to resolve their own match of last September 5, which was suspended due to the intervention of the Brazilian health authorities. The latter claimed that four Argentine players in the field had violated COVID restrictions when entering the country. The dispute is now in the hands of FIFA, the world's governing body of football, which has already received the complaints of both parties and must now decide whether Argentina-Brazil resumes or whether the points are awarded to one or the other team. And these were the news on RAE Argentina to the World. You are listening to RAE, Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, frequency 5800 kHz, and also uploading this and all of our shows in 8 languages to our website, rae.com.ar. You can find all of that and more, as well as the timetable for shortwave transmissions via WRMI on our website, rae.com.ar. Let's listen now to a little bit of new music as part of our cycle New Argentine Sounds that RAE produces jointly with National Rock FM, a station that is part of the National Radio Network of Argentina, that is engaged with promoting new music from Argentina, new artists, artists that are not that well known, and every week we introduce three songs recently released with information about the artist, about the music. You can find all of that available, including the full tracks, on our website riot.com.ar. And what we've got this week is a song that I really enjoyed when I listened to it when doing the Spanish language show, and I think it's a good candidate to be the canción del verano, as we say here, the song of the summer. Pay attention, especially those in the English-speaking world, and tell me if it doesn't have an Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith kind of vibe, no? One of these sexy songs that you picture dancing to in a bar. The song is called En Otra Dimensión, In Another Dimension, by a group called Lo Pibito. It's a band from Villa Crespo. Well, they've released already three albums, one live album. They played in several festivals, and they opened. They were the opening act for Bruno Mars when the American artist performed here in Argentina at the Estadio Único de La Plata. And here's the track that we're gonna be sharing with you. It's called In Another Dimension. Lo Pibito.
Que las noches ya no sienta tu calor y tus mensajes sean una contradicción, yo seguiré escuchando a mi corazón. Yo seguiré escuchando a mi corazón. Aunque los días sean grises de bajón y aunque las drogas ya no calmen tu dolor, yo seguiré silbando bajo tu canción. Yo seguiré silbando bajo tu canción.
Tantas idas y venidas, ya no sé ni dónde estoy. Tantas horas que pasamos dentro de la habitación. Esas risas y esos besos se fundieron en el sol. Los recuerdos se quemaron, están en otra dimensión.
En otra dimensión.
Aunque los días sean grises de bajón y aunque tus manos ya no calmen mi dolor, yo seguiré silbando bajo tu canción. Yo seguiré bailando en otra dimensión. En otra dimensión.
En otra dimensión. En otra dimensión. En otra dimensión. En otra dimensión. Farale.
En otra dimensión.
En otra dimensión.
En otra dimensión. En otra dimensión.
A really great track. I really enjoy this song by Lo Pibito, a band from the city of Buenos Aires. In Another Dimension, and I said it's a strong candidate to be the song of the summer. Many people are looking forward to the upcoming summer here in Argentina, in the Southern Hemisphere, that could see, well, maybe a much better scenario in terms of the coronavirus, with much of the nightlife resuming, because last summer nightlife was practically cancelled. And I'm talking about no face masks, people dancing, going to bars, just like in pre-COVID times. Maybe we're going to have some of that next summer. And I can totally see this song sounding in that context. That's why I said it's a strong candidate for the song of the summer here in Argentina. Lo pibito en otra dimensión. And folks, we've got some extra time that I'd like to enjoy listening to a little bit of music that we haven't played for a while on our show, such as tango. We haven't played tango, and it's connecting this with what I just said. One of the things also that many people, many maybe not the youngest ones, are missing is going to a cafe and spending a lot of time there watching through the window and just... just being there. That's part of the DNA of many Argentine cities, most notably Buenos Aires. And let's listen to a classic tango tune that is inspired by this coffee culture, this cafe culture of Buenos Aires. And with this, we're going to be signing off this program of Rai Argentina to the World in English. I am Fernando Farias. I would like to thank you very much for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to it via WRMI or also via rai.com.ar. Gonna leave you with some tango music, and this is Buenos Aires Café, Cafetín de Buenos Aires, written by Discepolo, Enrique Santos Discepolo, and sung by Edmundo Rivero. Chao, hasta la próxima.
Chiquilín te miraba de afuera como a esas cosas que nunca se alcanzan, la ñata contra el vidrio en un azul de frío que solo fue después viviendo igual al mío. Como una escuela de todas las cosas, ya de purrete me diste entre asombros el cigarrillo, la fe en mis sueños y una esperanza de amor. ¿Cómo olvidarte en esta queja, cafetín de Buenos Aires? Si sos lo único en la vida que se pareció a mi vieja. En tu mezcla milagrosa de sabiondos y suicida, yo aprendí filosofía, la doctrina y la poesía cruel de no pensar más en mí. Me diste en oro un puñado de amigos que son los mismos que alientan mis horas. José el de la quimera, Marcial que aún cree y espera, y el flaco Abel que se lo fue pero aún me guía. Sobre tus mesas que nunca preguntas, lloré una tarde el primer desengaño. Me hice a las penas y bebí mis años y me entregué sin luchar. Mezcla milagrosa de sabiondos y suicida, yo aprendí filosofía, la doctrina y la poesía cruel de no pensar más en